Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As a street teamer for AWHFS, we had to go out to that pond and call in to the DJ.
About the snake.
About the snake.
Before or after you were getting gas during the sniper crisis?
That was after.
Okay, just checking.
After the DC
let
sniper.
Let me fact check you on they are everywhere.
Yes.
You can't drive down 95 without seeing 8 or 10 of them walking across the street.
The last time I saw one was when I bought it at the wet market in Wuhan.
Oscar has characterized, in fact, the way Oscar's tone is right now, even listening to the story, Oscar's got the same tone. Okay, here's another Mike medical story.
No,
taping the show
you
early
love
today.
Going to the hospital.
I do not love going to the hospital.
What
you
he likes.
Ass.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Modern medicine.
Yeah.
Modern medicine. I did, because I'm really out of it this week, can someone enlighten me? I did mention that I had an ear infection yesterday. Did I say that on the show?
Yeah, in passing.
And that you were going to go see the PA and the you put alcohol in your ear.
A virtual visit.
Yeah.
Which was, all right, first of all, and I can offer some enlightenment to our listening audience about modern medicine in the age of COVID. And with modern medicine, I scheduled a virtual visit. I was in the pool. I knew that I had something with the ear. It got worse, came on very, very strong. Mm. It's a lovely flag. It's fantastic. Mm. It's beautiful. No.
Winning
strong. So I had this little issue. So I scheduled a virtual visit with the, you never talk to a doctor anymore.
No.
So you have what's a PA? Physician's assistant?
Yes, right. a fake doctor.
Or an NP, nurse practitioner.
Yeah. Well, they went to college at least.
But I've done this before.
I went to college.
Big deal. For me, this is the year. It's not a big deal. Hurts like hell, but it's not a big deal. So I schedule it. And
you were excited. You were genuinely excited yesterday.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
11:30 a.m. Have my schedule.
Piece of cake.
Glad to know that even in a virtual visit, you can wait just as long as if you were in a real doctor's office. No, I'm talking about a half an hour. Half an hour. But that's all right. Where am I going? Nobody's going anywhere. And obviously, they're stacked
that's
up.
That's nothing.
Fine.
You're in the best waiting room ever. You're home.
Right. Exactly. Got the computer sitting there, drinking a little Wawa and hopping on the computer.
Water.
No problem at all. I wait. Then I get the person pops on. FaceTime. Get a call beforehand from a nursey wonder.
Mm.
Asking me what the problem is, blah, blah, blah. Again, just like a real doctor's office, right? So easy, fantastic. Mm. And I get on the phone with her, and she says, what's the problem? I say, my ear hurts real bad.
But my ear hurts real bad.
And so she said, have you been in water? I said, I've been in water, with my kid. I think that's what caused it. And so she says to me, this is what I'll give you. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a steroid. It's both in a drop you can eat. So
it's a dessert topping, you cow.
I am basically self-diagnosing because no one is looking in my ear.
Right.
And I think I know what I've got, even though the last time I had an ear infection, I think it was 8.
Right.
But you know what? As you probably know, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, infection finds me. Inflammation finds me.
That's so
seeks
true.
Me out. That's why I go by somebody, if I'm standing in a grocery store and somebody has not the perfect mask and they go, I'm dead. I'm dead, Dom. Dead. I'm going to be dead. So that's the way I think sometimes, just like you, Rob. I fear of death. But but she gives me the drops and I'm like, bam, over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Begin the dance of the nationwide pharmacy chain.
Okay.
My beautiful bride is out running errands and lo and behold, has to go to the druggie store herself.
That's
so
good.
They call them in, you know, or they're electronically put in. Fantastic.
Yeah,
go pick that, those drops up. They're out of them.
Oh,
and did
no.
I mention now?
Lots of swimmers' ears.
Everybody's been through this. It's anybody that's gone through medicine has been through it. So the one thing that the NP, nurse practitioner, says to me, PA, ZZ, da-da, huh? Whatever the hell it is,
PDQ.
Says to me at the end, says, by the way, if they want to charge you $300 for these drops, call me back. Mm. I'm like, great.
Oh,
so this
God.
Is one of those generic... non-generic products that the drug companies, which, yeah, they've been so... Everybody, all these politicians talk about regulating the drug companies, but nobody ever does it. So
right.
That's why you've got a product out there that Richie Rich can buy for drops. By the way, the container is that big.
Yep.
That's how big they are. So they say, we don't have... we're out of the generic, but we have another location that has the regular... Well, of course you're out of the generic.
Yeah,
you're out of the generic because everybody buys the one that people can afford. Nobody buys the $300 one. So this dance begins. It's all
like buying,
afternoon.
Buying frankincense, Mike. It's very rare.
I think we're going to get a rare. Generic vaccine. I'd probably buy
I don't
that.
Know. I don't know, but it's just the land of suck. And that's why people are living in 13,000 square foot mansions. And that's the way life goes. We come up with something that's special, but there's a generic version of it. This is like if you're saying,
aren't
I
generics
want some frosted-
cheaper, though?
Of course it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But that's
nobody,
why they're out
nobody's
of it, Oscar,
gonna buy,
because
nobody's going to buy the 351 unless money means nothing to
yeah.
them. So right. the dance begins. And because that, we end up going to the grocery store Ooh. Pharmacy that has the generic. And my wife
Old Faithful.
Went through 50 hoops to get this late in the afternoon as I'm sitting there with my ear going, beep, 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 beep.
Oh, it's one of those side where
of my
you can
cheek
feel,
is going,
yeah.
And
you were in discomfort during the show.
Painful.
Did it get worse during the day?
It got worse during the day.
Mm.
Okay.
I sound like Larry. Got worse during the day. I was bleeding. I was bleeding to death. No. So Carla gets home, and right away, this would be 4 o'clock-ish.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is how long I wait for this little thing. After my 11:30 appointment that took maybe 6 minutes,
right.
Finally get these drops. I'm like, 4 drops in the left ear. I lay on the sofa for a while, and I feel... what would be maybe, sort of, kind of maybe, I don't know, yes, no, yes, yes, really, maybe some relief. The day goes on.
100% chance, though, that you could have talked yourself into the relief.
Perhaps.
You know?
Placebo effect. Yeah.
Yeah, placebo.
Placebo effect. So the day goes on. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I continue my handyman man streak and install a bathroom toilet roll holder.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Nice.
Nothing
did it
like
go into
that.
Wood or did it go into a drywall?
Wall anchor. Did a wall anchor.
Ooh, look at you.
Strong. Good work. Good work.
Single round plate with that metal plate that it hangs on.
Mm.
And
yep.
then you have to come in with the ridiculously positioned Allen screw.
Underneath.
With the pin size Allen wrench that doesn't actually work, because if you're doing it flush to the wall, your little L shape on the Allen wrench is scraping into the wall.
Right.
F you, everybody. And I'm saying that. And so I go on, and everything's chugging along. I notice the E is starting to hurt more.
Oh, no.
And then it continues to hurt. Then it's starting to be where if you had talked to me, I would have heard, I'm having... You know, and I'm not exactly ahead of the curve in that department anyway.
Sure. I know you have some testing coming up.
Yeah. Glad that's not this week, because that would be perfect.
Well, they'd use you as like a test case. Look at this
right.
guy.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
come here, see this.
It's just bad. It's bad, bad, bad.
Right.
Bad enough that right before Carla goes to Dreamland, and Carla is exhausted with the
no.
hunt for my medication
sure.
and with our son virtual learning, she's a tired lady. And she was so helpful to me yesterday. By the way, this is her future. God love her. What
yeah.
a sacrifice she's making as she cruises down the road to the big 4-0 coming up on September 17th. The big 4-0, yes. And I'm the big 4 dead. Anyway, so it's coming up. And she does this. She goes to bed super early. Well, I'm up. I've got a TV reco that I will give you. Sometimes when you're not doing anything and you watch something, you find something spectacular on Amazon that Rob Spiewak, you will, I don't know why you will love it, but you will love it probably
I'm
because
I'm guessing
the
whatever
fat.
it offers it's
being
subtitles.
Promoted. It's being promoted. I'll get to that later. I don't want to digress. No. I'm still manic.
Focus. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so manic that who did I talk to yesterday? I talked to some medical professional about the prescription, and Carla waved her hand at me and went, give me the phone. And she gets on. The first thing she says to the lady, yes, I know. So what did she say? You're not coherent. So I'm not speaking, even though I speak professionally. I'm manic and I'm all over the place.
Oh,
you'll still notice I might be a little manic. Maybe it's the roids. I don't know. So Carla goes to bed. I'm sitting there, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, bad, 10:15, 10:30. The whole side of my face is going, buh. And I've had holes put in every part of my body. I've got major surgeries. I've recovered from, this is a new kind of PAIN. This is very, very uncomfortable. Finally, 10:30-ish, I hop into bed, toss, turn. Carla wakes up. What's wrong? I said, I'm planning on not sleeping tonight. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I can't. It's so painful. Right. I don't know what to do. Carla finally back and forth. She said, go to the urgent care ER or whatever. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's kind of a hybrid. So I won't know until I get the big bill. Yeah. Why don't you turn your volume up? Right, there you go. Thank you very much.
She's really put herself out for you all day. Yeah. I mean, she's made your best chance of feeling good possible by chasing down the drain.
This is despair. She's like, I'm over this. Go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%. And so it's not let's go. It's you go.
Oh, yeah. Which is
not,
cool.
Hold on.
No, I know this. I'm okay with this.
He can drive.
I'm a big boy.
It's an earache.
So I'm perfectly.
Show some
but it's an earache. It's an earache that is
she's
with
dealt
the
with
combination of discomfort. Or in what did you say? What?
She's dealt with all day. She's not going to put another 4
Oscar
hours.
Oscar has
ER.
Characterized. In fact, the way Oscar's tone is right now, even listening to the story, Oscar's got the same tone. Okay, here's another Mike medical story.
No,
taping the show
you
earlier.
Love going to the hospital.
I do not love going to the hospital.
What
you
he likes,
ass.
What he likes is feeling better, and the hospital is a means to an end. So,
Carla's quote to me. Since you brought that up, Rob.
Yeah.
Carla's quote to me is, if you go, they will do something for you.
Yes.
You will not regret it. I think it was something like that. Because you hem and you haw. Because you know you're going
in
the middle.
Yeah, you need someone
to do it. Why is it always with anything? It's always the weekend or the middle of the night. Why?
Yeah.
Why is it always that way? It's that way because during the day, when we're up and functioning, when all these people have normal hours... you're ultimately delaying and
but
saying it's going to be fine.
No, but it's if I'm going to be honest with you, the majority of Americans, it's financial.
Like, it's financial.
Know, your insurance, regardless of how good it is or how mediocre it is, either way, you're getting in the keister when you get that bill on the back end.
Well, that's
from
to
ER.
Come
yeah.
because they whisk you in and whisk you out. But it's not a hospital. It's a standalone medical facility.
Like
where
urgent care.
If somebody said, it's kind of like urgent care, but maybe better.
Okay.
But I don't know. And as Oscar mentioned, when the mail comes, I'm like, oh, what's this bill?
That's what I call things get canceled bill.
Then yeah, exactly.
Hope you weren't married to Hulu.
Remember, we're going to do that.
Yeah. That birthday dinner, Carla, hope you like a good burger on the grill. There you go.
Really nothing better.
So here it is. So finally, it's the level of discomfort, and I'm not waking up feeling like this with what I have to do with you guys coming in early. It's just I want to be functional. That's all I want to be. Mm-hmm. I want to be functional. And this is moving into the land of functional. Not to mention, if I'm sleeping on my right side and I get one of these pokes in the shoulder, where apparently Carla for like 3 minutes was going, Mike.
Oh boy.
And what I'm hearing is So it's in the car. She's right. She's going to go back to Dreamland. Go there. Right. You'll be fine. We know where there's this new place. They build a new place. People are old down here. So they, these things pop up like little seeds, like Chinese seeds. They pop up. They're fantastic.
Chinese. Don't plant them.
Head down. But it's new. It's new. Never been there. Don't know what I'm doing. No, not sure. They've got to, by the way, they have outpatient surgery, ER. Wow. Regular doctors.
That's a big facility. Yeah.
It's, like
a,
it's not small. It's
not like
small.
A corner shack.
Yeah, it's so I see. It says to the right. There's a one way thing, and I said, "Oh, okay." Now I'll turn right, and of course, Dip Old is coming out the one way sign. So I'm like, "Okay, I'll just go around the whole facility."
Sure.
And it's a ghost town, which is good.
That's excellent.
So I put my mask on, hop out of the car, start making my way into the facility, and suddenly Johnny security guard is up on his feet, and I know he's going to say something because he's walking with the purpose of meeting me at the door. And this is the protocol, just so you know, for this. Because I was a little hinky about that more than anything. To be honest with you, I'm more hinky about going in there and having a bunch of people going, "Hi, Mike. How are you? How's it going?" So
there's never been a better time to go to a facility where sick people go.
I don't want to read ahead, Mike, so I'll let you tell your side of the story. I think I know what's about to happen because...
Gunplay?
No, we've been down this road here locally, and the local hospitals are doing a great job of telling you exactly what happens if you come to the ER or an urgent care facility. That they split you up.
To me was I was met by the security guard at the front door.
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I know you have a mask on, but I need you to take that off, and we just give you our masks." So I guess they're sanitized masks.
Sterile.
Yeah. I guess mine was covered with pudding. So he took that.
Maybe they gave you like an N95.
Well, no, wasn't. Weren't you wearing the mask that said "Make America Great Again"?
Right. By the way, I bought some Rubed. I got Rubed on Sirius and bought masks. I'll find out how good they are, but I don't think they're going to be good. I'm not sure. But I bought a bunch of them. They should be coming. They said by Christmas. So anyway, I take my mask off, and then he goes, and then I turn to the left as I'm putting the mask on, and this is at this point, this is my ear. This is what I hear. I hear.
Oh no!
I said, "Excuse me." He said. I said, "What?" And I turned my radio. I said, "Put some hand sanitizer.
Put some hand sanitizer.
At this point, I'm like, "Hey." But there's nobody in there.
Yeah.
There's nobody in there.
Yeah.
There's a security guard and a lady at the counter. That's a good thing.
So if you go to a did you get a thermo check at all before you walked in?
Yeah, I think so, Oscar. Okay. I was so squirrely.
So
but
here,
I think I did. I think he gave me a temp.
Body temperature was 82.
Before you walk in.
Oh, I remember. No, that's why I was kind of trauma. Yeah, he took my temperature, but he took it rectally.
Thank you.
Right in the breezeway.
The majority of hospitals here, if you have a temperature, they will...
Hey, I'm going to take your temperature right in the breezeway. Hey.
They'll split you up here. If you've got a fever, they'll put you in a different room.
Oh, right. So they had... In the waiting room, Oscar, a curtain like that was a quarter of the waiting room.
Oh, okay.
That obviously was the Covey place where they split that, but that's how they're splitting people up. It wasn't elaborate.
There's like a
but there's
smoke
no
box.
One in there. There's no one in the entire urgent place at all. So I
well, there was a few hours ago.
They're not dead. So the lady takes my information, it's Florida. It's Rob, Zoom tight, Rob. Bless you.
Thank you.
Good mute button, though. Really, really well
done.
Even
tell.
Well done.
Yeah, that was a damn video.
That was
my undoing.
That was a violent sneeze.
Yeah, it was. I almost lost a little out the breezeway.
Check in, no problem. No one's there. I hadn't sat down. And a nurse comes through the door. So, Mr. And I, of course, I was on the wrong side. I'm not kidding you. This is how bad the ear is at this point. I hear... And I'm looking up. There's nobody else in there. And I look at her. This must have been the face that I'm looking at her with.
At any point, are you fearing that permanent damage is being done to your hearing?
I always think about that.
That's got to flip you out if you totally lose half of your hearing.
I think about what I do. Nose, mouth, ear, ENT stuff always makes me think that way. That's actually why I'm super proactive, which I advocate, and nothing I tell you during this little tale will tell you not to advocate for yourself.
Okay.
Because it really, you err on the side. Look, Oscar's got medical people in his family. They're going to tell you the same thing.
Yep.
Err on the side of caution with all this stuff.
Take care of yourself.
We're living it right now, folks. We have a cavalier attitude towards healthcare in this country because of probably the money aspect of it. It's very, people blow it off. But I have insurance. This is the reason I have it. So I go there, and she brings me in, and she goes, it was really like this. Turn to my left. Mr. O'Mara? And
so crazy.
They take me back. And within, you know, the vitals are taken again, temperature. Mask is on. They ask me what's wrong. I give them my symptoms. And then Dr. Lee, a very nice lady, comes in, the ER attending, and she looks at my ear. This is the gross part.
Oh, no.
I clean my ears religiously. Like, religiously.
We've talked about this.
I go in with the Q-tips. Well, apparently, I haven't been cleaning them. I've been just doing, like when you fire a cannon, you pack down the powder.
I've been packing down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been doing. So that's my problem.
Wait, so you weren't gentle about something that you did?
I didn't know this. By the way, you know what I didn't get? You know what I didn't get at the end of the day? I still didn't get the proper way to get everything, get all the wax out of your ears so that you don't have this problem. But the bottom line with my situation.
I put a wick in my ear and light it.
Ear candling.
It's
called ear candling.
The smell, though.
She says, you're impacted in there. And she said, we need to irrigate your ear canal. And I said, when she says that, she's immediately super bright, like
competent.
Young.
Yeah.
Competent, like an ER. By the way, I think this just based on experience. These are the best physicians we have in America. The people that are on the front lines of the COVID and everything else, they're spectacular providers. I think they walk on water. I really do. And for anybody in the medical field, to get the sense of that, I left this place feeling that same way because they, I don't know, it's a different breed of people. I had a guy down here at Cocoonville say to me one time, I said, I really feel for the first responders, the people that are on the front line. He said, well, it's what they choose to do. And I wanted to hit him over the head. Yeah. I wanted to cleave his skull with a golf club because I was that pissed off. These people are doing work at a very high level that they probably should get better compensation for, and they're fantastic. So immediately she says, now it might be a little uncomfortable.
Always what you want to hear,
Well, and she said, your ear is tremendously swollen. And I said, I said, what? I said, what gave you that impression? So I get the ear, the canal, and they put the, she goes away for a while, comes back with all her tools, puts a little, what do they call them? I don't know what they're called, but they're a little bowl underneath my ear.
It's like the kidney shaped bowl that they use in hospitals. Yeah. The catch.
She said, I'm going to put a catheter in your ear. And I said, see, I always thought of a catheter as something that goes in your winker.
I didn't
realize. But then again, I know it's a catheter, something that a tube that goes in somewhere. Right?
But the night is young. Keep your fingers crossed.
I wish you had that scream. I wish you had that scream from when the guy woke up falling.
I said it to you.
So she puts the catheter in my ear. Do you have that for a moment? Because we recorded the moment. Not the same one.
The one where the lady jumps out the building. Do you have it or not?
No,
when the guy jumps out the plane. Skydiving.
So she puts it in. Little discomfort. Then the water starts to flow.
Whoa.
And suddenly, what I expected might be an excruciating.
Is it like just saline? It's not. There's not like an alcohol base to it to dissolve.
I'm looking straight ahead, and it's in my ear, Rob, so I can't see it.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't know what it is. No. I have it. They wrote it down. I have my paperwork.
Oh, good.
It was red wine.
A whole box.
So They put it in there. They flesh it out. And this goes on. She is, you can tell that this is the first 7 years of school, that she's not going to stop doing this until it's done.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to do it half-assed.
And by the way, water runs clear.
You know what? She's doing it probably 3, 4, 5 times. Oh. She's in that ear, and she's getting it done. And then tells me, yeah, you got the little drops, but we're going to give you the turbocharged.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
So
nice.
We're going to give you pills.
Yeah.
And I'm
the
here
Drano
to tell
for
you,
your ear?
What's that?
Is it a Drano for your ear?
No. It was no more drops. I stay on the drops, but then I take an oral medication for an antibiotic and a steroid because she says, does this hurt? I said, that hurts a lot. She said, you have an outer and a middle ear infection.
Mm.
Your ear painful. Is extremely sore. So, but
it was all caused
thing.
By just wax buildup?
I don't know. No, it was called because I got water in there, I think.
Oh,
I thought
wow.
I had swimmer's ear.
Yeah.
That's what I thought when I was doing my butterfly in the Olympic pool.
Beautiful Joan Crawford butterfly.
Going back and forth down here
lost
for Labor
again.
Day. Labor Day weekend. Yeah, hop in the pool, idiot.
Getting swimmer's ear when you're older is the most embarrassing thing if you don't swim. Right? Because you're like, what did I do in the pool?
Oscar.
What
did
I do in the pool? Yeah.
What I do, you know, what I like to do,
because
it loosens my shoulders up, I like to swim, hold my breath, and see how far I can swim underwater.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
A thing I do. That's what I do. That's my swimming right now. And then because with the flexibility and doing a, you know, whatever, it's another show.
But you can go like 6 or 7 feet, can't you?
You know what? Why don't you lick it? Okay? Okay, Ronnie? That's the show I want you to watch. You'll be Ronnie.
I'll be Ronnie?
You're going to be Ronnie.
All right.
Ronnie the Baron. King of the Cruise is the name of the show. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay.
But anyway, so I just am here to say they feed me 2 of these meds, give me the same prescription for, I think, 5 days. I wake up this morning and I'm still, you know, swollen here,
mm-hmm.
but it's like the angels, man. You hear the angels because it's just so fantastic when you wake up in the morning and you're not
man.
Where you were the previous morning because the medicine they gave me was like turbocharged, but it worked. And Dr. Lee and Jen, the nurse who was there, and the security guard, and I was in and out, and modern medicine is a thing of spectacular beauty, and we are blessed to be there, and we got to put these people on pedestals. And the long and short of it, you owe all of these people, you incredible asses out there, to put a mask on.
Yes.
It does not make a bit of difference in your life to be safe and protect them and make sure that their work is less. And God bless the medical community. Because I came home at about 12:30.
By the way, I'm
feeling great. I'm perfectly rested.
Two follow-ups.
Yes.
I know that you're still probably a little tender because of the infection, but is the hearing
tender
back?
Tender and dopey and squirrely. What?
Yeah. Is the hearing back?
Hold on. Go ahead. Talk to me now.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, through the headphones, I can hear you. You're muffled, but I can hear you. So,
and the other thing
I can do the show. I could have done the show anyway. I can do the show when I'm bleeding from the eyes.
Right.
So I can do the show no matter what. That's,
and the other question is did they check your right ear for a wax impact?
Start the show, Rob. God damn you.
Another trip.
The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The battle of wits has begun. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemies? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going! And you must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal. So you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're trying to trick me into giving away something. It won't work.
It has worked. You've given everything away. I know where the poison is.
Then make your choice.
I will. And I choose. What in the world can that be?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
Oh, well, I could have sworn I saw something. No matter.
What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's drink. Me from my glass, and you from yours.
You guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny. I switched glasses when your back was turned. Ha ha, you fool. You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
To think, all that time it was your cup that was poisoned.
They were both poisoned.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
See, Mike, it's poison.
It's poison. Never go in when death is on the line.
We're live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Boone, North Carolina to Belafonte, Pennsylvania.
Belafonte, yes.
Sorry, Pennsylvanians. From Tonkawa, Oklahoma, Clovis, California, Krakow, Poland, and East Flanders, Belgium. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And brought to you by my bookie, Welcome Back, NFL.
Yeah!
By the way, Joe Theismann will join us for the beginning of the NFL season tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show. Legendary Hall of Fame quarterback Joe Theismann will be with us. We welcome back my bookie. Your winning season begins today only at my bookie. That means doubling your first deposit, plus survivor pools, super contests, and squares. Sign up now to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. And don't forget the My Bookie Super Contest. Listen to this. Just pick five NFL games against the spread each week to have a chance at $100,000 guaranteed in cash prizes.
Fine.
Yeah, you're picking long shots, but that is the way the NFL works, and probably no better league for it. MyBookie has thousands of bets to choose from. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash, use promo code TMOS, and double your first deposit now. Plus, this week, celebrate the return of football with Kansas City plus 54.
This is the greatest thing ever. I swear I love this.
Light them up. Listen, I love this. This week only, MyBookie is boosting the line for the Kansas City game to plus 54 for a limited time only. I know for those of you that don't bet in sports, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. It's good. There
it's
you go,
very
for those
good.
Of you don't know.
It's a good thing.
The world champion Chiefs, led by Patrick Mahomes, and you get 54 points. That means that if your team loses by 53 points, you're going to win money.
That's right. Yeah.
Think of it. It's a sure thing, or the closest thing to a sure thing.
Nearly.
Grab it this week at MyBookie. We love MyBookie. You will too,
Mike,
ladies and gentlemen.
A quick update on your ear candle solution that Rob had, or Rob's ear candle solution.
Yes.
On Healthline.com, website of note, where they say an ear candle is another option you should avoid. The long cone-shaped candles are inserted into the ear canal and then lit on fire to draw wax upward with suction. The fire can injure you.
Yes.
You can accidentally get wax from the candle inside your ear.
Yeah, I was joking. That's sort of a warlock type, witchcraft type thing.
I've watched these on YouTube. I can't take my eyes off of it. If someone does it right, you're like, oh, this is great. One issue you have to look out for, Mike, as far as your ears are concerned, is and this is what's great about the website. The best practice is to have an ear, nose, and throat doctor clean your ear out. Like, anybody can just go and do that all the time.
Yeah, go in for a specialist rate to have that done.
Yeah.
A cotton swab, if it's pushed too deep, can continue to push the wax deeper into your ear.
Hi. That's
now, I have a question. Obviously, are you a Q-tip guy? I Q-tip every day after the shower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I think that's how I clean my ears.
And,
we all do.
Do you ever notice, and this always troubles me, my My right ear is usually dirtier than my left ear.
Oh, I think probably. I don't know which one, but I would say, yeah, one's usually worse than the other one.
It's weird to me. But
yeah,
it
but
is.
We
it's
wear
consistent.
Headphones as well.
That's
so
true.
So we wear right? over-the-ear headphones for an extended period of time a day.
Right.
So,
you know, it's funny,
sweat,
but Oscar, to the best
on.
Of my knowledge, the only way to get a proper cleaning of the ear canal is the way you suggested, to go to a doctor. It's like, but nobody's going to do that.
No. Right.
You're not going to go to a doctor because you're cleaning, you know, especially if you're feeling good. You go to the doctor when you can't hear.
When I was a kid, I had something similar. We weren't, I don't think we were calling swimmer's ear when we were younger. It was just kind of like, you got a bad ear. Because my parents weren't like, they just
wasn't
said,
it El Oro de Swim?
The gold swim?
I don't speak right. Spanish.
They took me in, and I was doing what Mike was saying. I was like jamming it in my ear. And I learned at an early age. And that ear, nose, and throat doctor started laughing because he knew my dad. And I hate it when people know your parents because they don't treat you like a patient. You're just like a little kid.
Yeah.
Right.
And she took a like a rock. Like a what looked like something out of Jurassic Park, out of my
Amber.
Ear, out of my ear.
There's and a mosquito
I,
in it with dinosaur
and I could
blood.
Hear again. I could hear again. Like like a dice.
Took out a solid brass die.
I'll figure it out though. I'll do a dive. No, I won't. I'm healthy. I've got drugs, and my left ear is clean. So that's a.
You know what you probably
all.
Need.
You're not in
is,
pain.
As you know, you've raised children. One of the suction bulbs. They're usually like a light green, and they use it to get snot out of a kid's nose?
Yeah. I use the same one we put in Michael's nose when he was a baby.
A nebulizer, right?
Is that
a nebulizer?
That forces vapor into the body.
I don't know.
Gentlemen,
about
we
this.
Could talk about medical issues all day, but I'd rather talk about the show. And,
okay, if we must.
Oscar, let me ask you a question. Do you think Joel Leonard was happy to get a response from both you and me with his fan club post? Let me share with our listening Please. Audience this post, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Listening to today's show definitely made me cringe. I know the guys think that continually correcting Pony on air makes for funny content, but it makes my skin crawl a bit.
Show.
Now, that's fine. I get that. There are people that feel like that. Here's where he starts to creep me out. He says, I've managed people and lead teams for almost 30 years, and I find this bit somewhat disconcerting. I know it's just a bit. Matt is competent but incapable of human understanding. Oscar is the visionary leader who walks the fine line of dickishness. Rob, who likes to chime in, happy that it's not him taking it in the teeth for once. God. And Mike, and I'm waiting for Mike. Say, hey, I'm last.
I'm last,
so I'm going to be okay here. And Mike, who is the benevolent referee who, like all of us, ultimately cares about how things impact him and the show. All right, so he's got it all figured out. I get it.
100% figured out.
It's a bit
called you selfish.
It's a bit that is played up for funny content. But if it were a real-life work environment, well, I think this is a real-life work environment.
And no one's holding us hostage. If Pony came in tomorrow and gave us this notice, I'd be like, it's been a good run. But it's like it really. I would be sad. But it's up to him. It's up to all of us to come to work.
Exactly.
All right. So let me finish here. He says, "Mike's been off the referee. Ultimately cares about things." He's it's a bit of played up funny content. But if it were a real life work environment, feedback situation, it is fraught with legal peril.
Oh please!
Oh my God!
Please, somebody sue us. You'll get exactly what we get. Nothing.
Exactly.
It just makes my HR spidey senses tingle. Stop. All right. You know what you're doing, Joel? You're scaring me now.
No.
You're scaring me too.
No.
He shouldn't, Mike. He shouldn't because...
He said it's making my HR spidey senses tingle and not in a good way. The last time I checked, we are not, Warren Buffett's company. Thank you very much.
Now, also,
you know?
I'm sure you really innovated with your HR spidey sense. Listen, people, we got to get ass done. We do the work of 13 people with 2.5 people. Literally.
Yeah. And we also are a pretty close little family here.
No, we're not
And we don't argue and we don't give feedback.
Yes, we do.
Like we do in the normal world.
No.
That's true.
We yell at each other and then move on.
Mike, listen. If we came
By the way, thank you, Joel, for buying the fruitcake.
Yeah, thank you, Joel.
Yes.
After you scared me with the HR thing. So I've been sued. Joel?
You have to have sued a lot HR in my career. To go to HR, Mike.
Yeah, we don't have HR.
I'm HR.
Mike, has anyone in any of the lawsuits you've been involved with ever invoked the character of Spider-Man?
No.
Okay.
I never had a deposition where they went, my Spidey sense says that you... No, it's never worked out that way. But
well, when you're under oath said, and they say, answer me these questions three.
With that said,
yes.
Let me offer this.
Okay.
I will offer my theory and my thoughts on our interpersonal work situation. If you've ever wanted to know how I truly, truly feel about this entire environment, I will tell you when we come back, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
That is what's known in the industry as a tease.
Ice.
Thank you. We will be back with more. Prepare.
Mike?
On the Mike O'Meara Show.
This is a brand new promo, and I'd like to, if I may, dedicate it to Joel Leonard. Is that okay?
Joel Leonard, this one's for you. Come on, pony. God damn it.
That's right there, boy.
Hold it. You mean that 2020 is going to be bad for pony?
I think it's a great idea. I'm sorry.
The f***ing Mike O'Meara Show. You know what? It was a cluster and nobody's happy.
So it was like the pony pyramid?
And ladies, pony is single.
That's right. If you have a technical issue regarding the podcast or your bonus show account, he is the droid you're looking
for. He is.
Just email ponyboy@mikeomearashow.com.
It's pony time.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Everything seems so sad. Pony's not properly labeling the boxes. Maddie's hiding in Buffalo. Most exciting part of your dreary day is refilling small bottles of hand sanitizer from the bigger bottles of hand sanitizer. Wearying. Tedious.
Yes.
Unrewarding.
Thank you.
Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Something that will bring you back to both ears hearing the way they used to?
What?
Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures! They'll take you back to the good old days. Jump aboard the Pineapple Express.
That's a good one, isn't it?
I like that one. Made me chuckle. And let your taste buds... Because there's pineapple in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Three colors of pineapple.
And let your taste buds...
So step off!
Transport you to happier times. I can't hear. One bite in these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Sometimes I stop and reflect on what I'm doing. It makes me laugh. Buy now, savor later. No forbidden fruit in these babies. Our glaze will amaze. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Buy 50 of them. All right?
Do it.
If you live in a castle, buy a bunch for all your maids. MikeOMearaShow.com and click the banner. Every purchase supports TMOS. Gary Krimble. Okay, so...
Mike, our glaze will amaze.
Our glaze will amaze. Very clever, boys. So getting back to the way it works here. Oscar very loudly a moment ago mentioned the fact that we don't have an HR department, but that we came from the corporate world of radio, and we're aware of that. We have been raised in a very, very difficult work environment. I would urge every one of you to watch a show called The Morning Show on Apple. It's pretty spectacular in the way they broadly paint with broad brush strokes the world of broadcasting and how it works. It's a network television show. Little radio stations on a much, much smaller level worked kind of the same way. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of paranoia. There is a lot of tension. There is getting a product that is out there, consumed for the public, that is out there every single day. And as Oscar mentioned, we do the work of a gang of people. Now, when this podcast is done, it's just the beginning at our facility in Washington, D.C. that Oscar's in charge of up there, because there's a lot going on. As far as this broadcast, we have held our broadcast over a decade now to a very high broadcast standard.
No mercy, just like the exact guy.
Where we care. And regarding the, I think what matters to me more than anything else is, in general, how people are treated off air and not on air.
Absolutely.
And I think that when you hear a discussion on air, you are listening to something that really in no way resembles how we really feel about each other. We scream, we yell at each other, we cajole,
we make
cruel, naked jokes about people. And that's the bottom line with it, okay? As far as the work order and the way things are done, it comes from a very legitimate place. There are frustrations that you will hear that are, you know, that were 100% true yesterday. There are frustrations with, you know, with me that the guys were going, mostly about the attitude I come in to work with. And I'll get called on it periodically where they say, you're coming in like a bear. Why don't you chill out? I think about that. You know, you had an attitude. That's usually given to me off air, not on air. But it is something that...
If we came in here and told you all how much we love each other every day or how much we try to support each other or try to build each other up in a legitimate fashion...
That would make us professionals.
That is boring!
It's boring. It is a little boring.
Boring!
It yes.
It's not interesting. Now getting back to...
If you get me liquored up, I'll tell you everything.
As we'll know.
Maybe on a bonus show. Maybe on a bonus show. The once a month cocktail party, maybe we'll go there. But... Everybody that is integral to this podcast has a certain on-air presence.
Yeah.
And during the heat of battle, you'll hear from Maddie, you'll hear from Pony, mm-hmm. you'll hear from various interns, you'll hear from our wives, you'll hear mm-hmm. from my son, you'll hear from Rob's kids. Everybody once in a while will make their presence known. All right, but primarily it's the three guys you're looking at right now. We're the ones that do the show. And when the mic comes on, we run it like a radio show. And a radio show doesn't have any room for delays or screw-ups. There is a rhythm to it.
Yes.
And when things upset that apple cart, it's very hard. Now, you say, well, you tape it. You stop down occasionally. Yeah, we do. But we don't like to.
No.
We like to run this thing like a radio show, a very condensed radio show of 90 minutes per day for you that you can eat, mm-hmm. that we really, really enjoy. And that's it. With certain people on the show, like Pony, and sometimes with Rob, we will be frustrated. Oscar and I. Oscar runs the business of the show. I run the show of the show, and Pony, and to a lesser extent, Rob, who's more involved with the show. They do the other
Pony
stuff.
Pony is like a waif little brother I've never had. At this point, no. This morning where I've never told Pony that he has a meek way of speaking on the microphone.
Right.
And I would like him to be a little more assertive. Mm-hmm. And I realized, wow, you know, since I'm rebuilding him, let's work on everything. Like when we come on the air, instead of saying, you guys are live.
Right.
I would like to hear, you're live.
Okay.
Mean it.
All right.
Right?
Little tiny details.
Yeah, mean it. Like,
right.
Like, really get into it. Like, because he does a great character voice. Like, when we're downstairs and we're bebopping, and I know we joke about the boxes, but we're having a generally fun time. Pony is a funny person. He is he has wit about him that will make me laugh out loud in my office. I can hear him outside with the banter with Shannon as they're just like going after each other about work we're doing. And that's not fun to talk about all the time.
No,
what's fun
it's
to
not.
Talk about is how he speaks on the microphone.
Right. That's a little thing.
Yes.
And there are other things that are involved. And by and large, I was in Washington last week.
Yeah.
And we had a problem with the
fire
show
drill.
After
fire
that.
Drill. Yeah.
Right.
I expressed it via text to everybody that I was a little frustrated with that. When I was up there, we had wonderful conversations with everybody, and it was fine. Do we get pissed off? We get pissed off because we're all rowing this boat together. And sometimes it drives us absolutely nuts because we perceive it as the heat of getting this show done.
Well, I think that's what brings this layer of magic to the broadcast, Mike.
Right.
That we don't just pretend like we're playing Dungeons and Dragons and talking on a microphone. We're actually doing a national broadcast.
And also the fact that it drives us crazy and we sometimes do scream and rave out. That shows passion and that shows that we care.
No slight to D&D. I don't want the emails. I don't want the Facebook messages. God
Oscar,
bless you guys.
You did a great job with that. You have an 18 charisma when you said that. That was nice.
Here is the other thing. That's the last thing I want to say
It's a compliment.
Right? Here it is. When you talk about, when you say that Spidey sense, HR, legal, we offer so much more feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And give and take regarding the mental health of our employees and what they are going through as far as detail. We vent to each other on this show. If we have a rant or a rave at one of each other, we are usually very quick to immediately. That doesn't exist in the big corporate world.
No.
In the big corporate world, what goes on usually is you sit in front of a person that gets paid to listen to you, and papers get filed
even,
and all that.
Even pre-pandemic.
Right.
If we had, let's say, a passport to Japan and you had to take a trip that listeners put you together and you didn't go.
Right.
Yeah. You know.
Then we take care of our own.
How do we go to HR?
Right. We take care of our own. That's why Maddie's in Buffalo for 7 days.
Right. Pony, I've done all of the talking. Obviously, you, in a very loose sense of the word, are a support member of the staff. As a producer for this show,
yes.
Do you have anything you wish to offer? Because I do not want to monopolize this.
No.
When we're talking about
Floyd.
R2.
Sorry.
By the way, first of all, how do you like R2? Not that I care whether you like it or not.
I think
we're
going to
still use it. All right,
I think it's funny. That was a great promo, by the way.
I thought it was fun. Yeah. I thought it was funny, too. So would it be accurate to say that over your tenure, we've laid into you pretty good.
Yeah, you could say that. And then a few times.
Would it also be accurate that
you deserved it?
Not every.
Ah! Don't say that, Oscar. Shut up. No.
Trying to handle this situation, Oscar. That would it be safe to say that Oscar, more than anybody else, has probably checked on your mental health and seen how you were doing and expressed interest in you as a human being?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a fair statement.
Yeah. My brother.
That's all. And is there anything you would like to say, before we go on? This might be an opportunity for you to,
say something nice about
better.
Us.
But you know what? I appreciate everything you guys do, and I'm saving secret recordings for my retirement lawsuit.
please. Please.
Go. Fantastic.
Only in hi-fi, though.
Oh, yeah, man, that's great. And, of course, my goal is to keep him on long enough so that when that suit takes place, I'll be dead. Thank you. That's the way it's going to work. We'll take a break. Joel, I hope that satisfied you. Thanks for the content. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike Hovetta Show.
2020 has been a real show. Everything shut down. We're not able to mingle among the masses. And good luck trying to lick some doorknobs. But there is something that will bring joy to many throughout TMOSville. TMOS Fruitcake Futures.
Yeah!
It's back, ladies and gentlemen. Holiday greatness from a time-honored recipe perfected in the Spiewak family kitchen.
Jump aboard the flotilla of flavor.
With two options to choose from. The deluxe package and the super premium package that includes a hand-signed card and a one-of-a-kind collectible. Click the banner now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order as many as you want.
This is the season to get your fruitcake order in.
TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The tradition is back and now more scrumptious than ever.
Let every cherry make you merry.
Thank you. Hey, it's our time. Get those fruitcakes, folks. We really need the support, so thank you.
Time is fleeting.
Yeah.
You need Time's to get those fleeting. Orders in. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. We all know the school year will be unlike any other, and as parents, it can be time-consuming to give your kids the extra help they might need, especially now. Here's a bit of help. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. I was even surprised by how much I love this as an adult. KiwiCo actually got Michael interested in astronomy, thanks to his solar spinner and his constellation lantern that we put together.
Yeah.
Together. And don't get me started on the kaleidoscope. All right? Am I right, ladies?
I want to tell you.
These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is amazing. And it's delivered to your door every month. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. We genuinely love it. Get your first month on select crates. The first month is free on select crates at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
It says here on my show prep, Rob has some information on Chinese seeds.
Mike, we talked about the Chinese seeds.
Chinese seeds.
And just to reset, remember, this was about a month ago that people were getting seeds that they didn't order from China delivered to their houses, and they were just showing up. And people started to flip out, and the people were saying, don't plant them Chinese seeds. Don't plant them, because they don't know what they were. Well, this is going on and staying under the radar. Amazon has now banned all sales of foreign seeds because they think there's something suspect going on. But what I like is that they actually analyzed some of the Chinese seeds that came and what they were. This is what the Chinese were mailing to the United States. Mike, the very heinous and sinister seeds were cabbage.
Hibiscus. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
Lavender. Evil mint.
Scary.
Morning glories. Wow. Mustard. Rose. Rosemary. And sage. So make sure all your seeds are domestic, because otherwise you're going to put us in danger of Chinese cabbage.
So
we'll have a... Go ahead, Oscar. Go ahead.
They're, I guess, the nefarious side on the back end.
Yes.
One, it could be invasive species of you know,
it
what,
could,
what
and it
Rob
could be
just
like
talked about.
Terrorist seeds.
No, not
feed
terrorist
me
seeds. But an invasive species could be a problem. But more importantly, this is more of a scam, like everything else.
Exactly.
It's a scam meant to pepper what is your Amazon reviews for products that you've purchased in the past from the vendor, where they send you a surprise and delight gift, which is worth nothing, but it seems like it's valuable to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you'd go
and
on.
And there's a name. I can't think of the name. There's a name for this process.
Yeah. So it's, well, it's a scam where you're like, hey, I got these sweet seeds. Now I'm going to give a 5-star review to get more free sweet seeds.
Right.
And then you go on to the vendor's page, and they
see. So you're saying it's more of a marketing issue
than the fact that these seeds
are going to sprout, you know, poisoned Chinese soldiers that are going to come out of the petals.
It's called a brushing scam.
Yes, at the base.
Thank you.
At the base of it, it's working against what Amazon wants you to do is build trust and understand and believe in their review process. So if you got 5,000 reviews that have to do with, let's say, HP printers, but they're just written because people got free seeds,
then that's
a problem.
Meanwhile, there's all these Karens in Montana that are saying, I'm pretty sure that if I plant these, murder hornets are going to come out of the ground. So they have to send them to the people. Yeah.
We will have a story in the news today where it's about the election and Facebook and what they're doing. And it's not exactly related to this, but
another scam?
Seems to me. It seems to me that these companies, these social media companies, these amazingly profitable businesses like Amazon Online now, we are in a land of this massive infrastructure, but we're not building the roads the right way.
Right.
And we're not really thinking ahead as to how we manage our highway system. Would that be accurate? That we're just still out there, it's Dodge City, and it's almost impossible to put protocols in for the internet.
Yes.
It's hard to do. It's hard for government to come in and regulate what's supposed to happen. So people are kind of like, Amazon will make this, what I believe is a relatively heavy-handed decision to say no foreign seeds. You know, there might be a perfectly...
It's bad if you want hibiscus. It's rotten if you want hibiscus.
What about hydrangea?
Hydrangea?
That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
Buy a seedling. Buy a seedling.
It's just weird that, I think about the online presence, and in a way, it makes me side with like a guy like Bezos or a Zuckerberg, where all right, just tell them we can't do it. It's not a profit. It's not a profit mover for us. Just bag the seed sales for starters, and then Zuckerberg says, "We'll just do this with these broad strokes." But Do either one of you have any idea that we're going to be able to solve the internet issues?
They're not doing this because they're benevolent. They're doing this because they don't want the government to do it for them and do what they don't want to them to do.
And maybe
do
you know overreach what
this is,
Mike?
This
in that.
This is a reflection. This is a reflection of what you saw in that Mr. Skin documentary. They are policing from within the way Hollywood policed from within in the 1930s. To keep the outside guys off their back. Yeah. They're saying, hey, we're doing this. Because ultimately, if the government steps in...
They'll do what they want. They could overstep and they could ruin the business.
Exactly.
And here's
so they
my
need
anti,
to self-police. Yeah.
Here's where I don't sound like somebody who cares about the environment, which I do. When I say something about invasive species, I remember the one that we were taught to be scared the most by something called, was it the snakehead?
Yeah,
in the
Potomac
River.
Snakehead fish. Yeah,
Crofton,
it was
Maryland.
The snakehead fish.
Where the hell did that story go?
They're all around. No, they're everywhere. The snakehead fishes, they're everywhere now. They are everywhere. It was first found in a pond in Maryland in our
Crofton,
local
deep. Right?
Yeah, Crofton, Maryland. I remember Crofton, why not?
Feed the fear, Oscar.
And this was, I would say, was it 2005, 2000? No, actually, maybe 2001, that early. And I remember because we had. As a street teamer for AWHFS, we had to go out to that pond and call in to the DJ.
About the snakehead.
Is this before or after you were getting gas during the sniper crisis?
That was after.
Okay, just checking.
After the DC sniper.
Let me fact check you on they are everywhere.
Yes.
You can't drive down 95 without seeing 8 or 10 of them walking across the street.
The last time I saw one was when I bought it at the wet market in Wuhan.
Is it a tributary? What are they called?
Tributaries.
Are they really that bad? When's the last time you read a news story about a snakehead fish?
We get one at least a summer from the Potomac.
Okay. They're not coming up your...
Yeah, but they're not in Crofton alone. They've made their way throughout the state and the DMV.
There was a lot of them at that Trump boat parade.
Yeah. He's not talking about the Department of Motor Vehicles. He's talking about D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Yeah. That is, the DMV is
the DMV.
That's right. But you know what? Hey, I caught one before I moved to Florida.
You did?
It tastes like chicken. It's really, really good. It's
fantastic. Don't eat the hooves.
A little fish hooves. It's an evil fish. Satan's spawn. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies. Rob
hooves.
And Katie.
This promotional announcement for Cake and Cookies is led by
Turn
Dan
it
Von
up.
Herman.
It's really
hey there,
low.
This is Dan, here to tell you about this week's Cake and Cookies. This week, CNC discussed the War of 1812, Katie's Crazy Jaw, James Vanderbeek, and $18 pies. They're fine. Dot, dot, dot.
Good job, Dan. You want the job?
No, thanks.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Lots of Dan this week on Cake and Cookies.
I have to boost Dan like 20
BD. Makes me kind of want to go. welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's our show in a nutshell.
Poor Dan.
There it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets, always temporary. If you want to keep off those pounds, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part, Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom. Carla has never looked better. Wow. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Now, here's what I want you to do. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS. Start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS.
News.
News.
Boo. Welcome to the news. News.
Mike, Dateline, August 29th, 2020. Calicoon, New York. A professional fishing guide spotted a snakehead in the river.
Ooh,
so it's happening even as we speak.
Three words. Well, there you go. Take out the well. There you go. This is in our backyard, and I thought I'd share this story with you. Being famous doesn't necessarily insulate you from racism. Just ask Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Now, I know that Chrissy Teigen and John Legend, especially Chrissy Teigen, all over the online presence. So I'm throwing motivations out the window here and just sharing a story with you.
Okay.
This is a night that they talk about 10 years ago. They were driving around a nicer neighborhood in University of Mary Washington territory, Fredericksburg, Virginia, looking for the home of John's godmother. Well, two white guys in a pickup truck started tailing them. They were flashing their lights and trying to talk to Chrissy and John, so they finally pulled over. They gave the man the address they were looking for and were told, quote, get your asses out of here. Chrissy says, quote, they proceeded to follow us all the way into her driveway. They got out of the car and stared at us as we knocked on the door and went inside. It was a terrible, scary experience. That was my first taste of seeing what happens to black men every day. I noticed John wasn't emotional about it. Seeing that he wasn't very thrown by it was really upsetting because he obviously had experienced it before. And I share this story with you because it's what I believe. Even though I don't have the personal experience of believing it. When you diminish the movement of Black Lives Matter, I think you're unaware of the experience of others. And all I ask is for people to keep an open mind and understand that I really do think that many, 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 not everybody, but many, 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 many black men in America have lived this world and lived this life. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was an interesting story. So I thought I'd share it with you. I think we have to be mindful of that.
Yes.
When you diminish that, oh, what are they complaining about? What are they? Be aware of that. And there's right now, folks, if you do a little reading, if you do a little looking up online, if you read magazine articles, you'll get a sense for what this is all about, and it can be a positive. We can come out on the other side of this truly, truly closer together if we just make the slightest attempt to understand what other people are going through.
Empathy.
And I'm not talking about the other people that are flying Confederate flags. I'm talking about the people that have been treated differently for their good part of their lives. That's all. That's why I believe in it. That's why I wear BLM hats and why I support the cause, because I think it's important. So there you go. All right. Don't send me an email agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. I just want to put it out there. The NFL season begins tomorrow, and there's some good news out of the latest round of league-wide testing. The NFL and NFL Players Association announced last week, August 30th through September 5th, only one of 2,641 players tested positive for COVID-19. In that time, 44,510 tests were administered to 8,349 players and team personnel. In addition to the one player, there were also seven positives among 5,708 league and league staff members who were tested. That's eight of 8,349 people overall. That's 0.1%, which is great. But don't get too excited for a full NFL season, because those numbers are actually worse than Major League Baseball had the week before its opening day, when there were six positives among 10,000-plus players.
Wow.
Almost 11,000. So there's that. Whatever.
Well,
that
it's going to be interesting to see how they deal with the pandemic, and then overall, if there are any hot spots within teams and leagues, how they play the games and how they get pushed around as far as postponement or moving to a Wednesday or Tuesday or Thursday the following week. So
I do know
it's funny. I'm such a football guy that when you're talking about the pandemic, all I'm thinking about is why in every single poll I've seen the Giants are picked to finish last in the NFC East.
Yeah, but they might finish first with COVID.
Yeah. They probably could with that, you know.
I know that Larry Michael does have video of the one guy that has it. So
Rob.
Thank you. Nike has made its choice. Jesus. You're never going to let that one go, are you? You're going to hold on to that piece of raw meat as long as you can. Nike has made its choice. This Halloween season, Michael Jordan is out, and a horribly disfigured child-murdering dream demon is in. Meet the new Air Max 95s, inspired by Nightmare on Elm Street villain Freddy Krueger.
Ooh!
The design is based on Freddy's striped sweater, although they used red and brown, but not any green. Inside on the heels, there's a bloody swoosh logo, and there's some very light blood splatter. There's also some gray on the toes to represent Freddy's razor glove. The shoes will be out sometime in October. If I was a little kid.
Is that a real story? Because I have to ask, yeah. Why? Why?
Because people like it's scary Halloween. Stuff.
It's Halloween.
Yeah. That hasn't been canceled yet.
Halloween.
Did you already deactivate your Facebook? This is what I was talking about.
No.
Because it's a cesspool that exploits your personal data, makes you more depressed, and spreads dangerous misinformation.
Mm-mm-mm.
Joel Leonard. Well, the rest of us are about to get paid to quit. This is true. Facebook is going to start paying people to deactivate their Facebook and Instagram accounts for 1 to 6 weeks leading up to the election in November. Go figure.
I got an invitation.
Did you really?
I did.
Are you going to deactivate?
I was like, this is a scam.
This sounds like a scam.
I literally thought it. So this is how they lure you in. At least this is from my experience. They say, we've asked for we're doing a study brought to you by this university, and so you're like, oh, this might be legit, and we're willing to pay you for your time to fill this out, like you get an Arbitron book. And I'm like, oh, this is more than 10 minutes, I'm not doing it. So I start doing it, and they say, the line of question is like, what would it feel like if you didn't have Facebook leading up to the election? Like all these leading up questions, and I did not know about what you're talking about right now.
Oh, this is cool.
How much
they're offering between $10 and $20 a week to deactivate your account.
Yeah,
so you could get up to $120 if you ask to be part of this.
So same line of questioning.
You got offered that. That's awesome.
But this is what's crazy. I don't ever post.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so if they're going after people that don't post, what does it matter?
Well, they're probably going after people. No, because you are connected. You have 5,000 friends.
Oh, that's right.
And so they're going on the fact that you're seeing this stuff.
Also.
Well, you don't know what they're doing. Mm. They say it's a research project to see just how big of an impact they make on democracy. And they're really destroying democracy, you know, or are they really destroying democracy like everyone says?
It's like our own research from your own company.
It's the same thing we were talking about, Rob, where they're basically using their own people.
Self-policing.
So, he's not really being abused. Our internal investigation says so.
So there it is. You can't believe anything.
No.
R2, thank you very much. Let me see. All right, real quick, let me fly through this one before we get out of the news here.
Yeah.
More people are feeling comfortable eating out at restaurants. Here are 4 tips on how to stay safe. Bring hand sanitizer. Never set your mask down on the table. You know why, right? It might have gerbils on it.
Sure.
Do you need to put your mask back on between bites? Probably not. Most experts agree that handling your mask too much is riskier than leaving it on or taking it off while you're eating. So leave it off when you're eating. And let me see. Number 4, make sure you trust the people you're eating with. Obviously, don't meet up with anyone who's recently been exposed to the virus. Okay.
You do
That's pretty stupid. That was where the tips lost me.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Oh, you have COVID? I'll see you at Olive Garden.
I drove by Martin's the other day, and everybody was eating outside. God bless them. And I saw a lady sitting at the table like this. And I said...
With an over and nose and mouth exposed.
Yes. And I've never seen that before. I said, well, I guess that works if it's comfortable.
God. People, what's wrong with people?
It's got to put it somewhere.
Oh, by the way, thank you, Sturgis Riders. Thanks a lot.
Oh, my
Thanks
God.
So much for
I
that.
Know. I know.
You dumb.
Oh, I don't know. I know that they had it. What happened? What's that?
They got a spreader. They're spreading it all over the country. It might be $16 billion dollars impact on the healthcare industry.
I only wish we had seen it coming.
Right. By the way, there are a couple thousand people at a rally or something like that without masks. You get about a 99% chance of somebody spreading the virus. They're able.
Course.
That's the data. Oh, God forbid we share data with you, but that's what it is. And now a little something. It's entirely possible that you have gone your entire life without really knowing if you've got a good-looking package or not. Honest feedback without any agenda is hard to come by. And that's why this service exists. There is a 33-year-old woman. Her name is Lonnie Pavlovich, and she's from Queensland, Australia. She works as a sex instructor and a life coach, and she's launched a service where men can send pictures of their junk, and she will rate what they've got and give them honest feedback. She will also, so quiet in the room right now. They're listening with bated breath.
I'm waiting for the address.
She'll also include tips for improving the look and suggest good sexual positions that will help them get the most out of what they have. So what would you pay for that service? Believe it or not, it's only $37 to get that complete analysis.
Does she do circumcised and uncircumcised?
I think everything. I think you can search them up.
Nature's turtleneck.
Standing on Australia, Lonnie Pavlovich. By the way, I never told you this on the show. There's an Irish lady who did the same thing for only $10. She only
really?
Did it for $10. Yeah, and she made a great mushroom soup. It was wonderful. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Irish lady had a bigger monitor, didn't she?
Bigger monitor yesterday. We're going to need a bigger monitor. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show while you listen to Ray Charles and the Mess Around. God love you, John Candy.
You can talk about the pit barbecue.
Good morning, suckers.
Oh, look.
It's me, your commander in cheese. Chief. Words have power. Big, beautiful power. Here are a few of my favorites. Banana, nipple, investigation, Deucey, Tomahawk missile, slide, trolls, earwax, milk dud, leaky, plague, Falwell, gluten, moat, splurge, naughty, Frito pie, and magna cum laude. Heed my warning.
Uh-oh.
If you don't like these words, I promise you 4 more years of other bad, frightening words. Your vocabulary will be chaos. Use words. Use good words. Use best words. Just like my frightened wife. Thank you. And God bless the United States of me.
Thanks, Donald.
He also
back to
likes the word snakehead, it turns out.
No. Ah, snakehead. Send your words to Rob if you want to hear Donald Trump words on a future promo. This portion of the program brought to you by Cornerstone. If your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today, like so many of our listeners have. Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. 90%. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low, they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rate service and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that the big banks can't. And then the other thing we rarely talk about is we know them. We know these people personally.
Good folks.
And we've used them, and they're fantastic. Interest rates on a 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos. Take advantage right now. Cornerstone First Financial. Call them, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. At this level, you'll never need to refi again. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. Rob Spiewak.
I shake my head when I put this statistic together. 36 years ago this summer is when Ghostbusters came out. That movie is 36 years old, and 36 years is enough to actually gauge a change in the entertainment industry. 36 years ago, there weren't as many multiplexes and big mega theaters, so when they were trying to sell this movie, and this is one of the first real big budget comedies of modern times because of the special effects and everything,
right,
they really needed to sell it. They made a promotional film to send to independent theaters to try to get them to book.
Is that my microphone? Where can you hear that?
Yeah, is someone mowing?
Let me turn it up. Hold on. You hear that? There you go. I'm sorry. I didn't
only when you
good.
Open it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's just kind of driving me nuts out here.
Well, it's barely hear it since it's the audio vault. So.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll be okay.
No, we'll only hear it if you laugh, so I think we're all safe.
Right. Yes.
So they actually made a film to show to independent theaters to get the theater to get this movie booked. And this is fascinating to me because I don't see Bill Murray doing this anymore.
We're here to talk about a different kind
and
of
Aykroyd
odds.
And too.
And that is the odds that will be in your favor when you exhibit perhaps the greatest comedy motion picture of all time.
This is going to make E.T. look like Raiders of the Lost Ark. This is going to be the kind of thing that your children are going to say, Dad, I can look up to you now, and I never could before. Isn't it worth it? God, I mean, we made a lot of cheap movies for you guys. It made a lot of money, but now we kind of spend a little more than we're supposed to.
Columbia Pictures has spared no expense to make this a fine science fiction comedy
what
spectacle.
What a bunch of good sports they are.
And it is PG.
It's going to be an exciting time for all of us. And I really hope that you can all be a part of this. And if not, well, we got some Canadian Film Board stuff we want you to look at.
Ghostbusters. The brave, the best, the only Ghostbusters.
Now that music at
That's
the end,
cool.
The music at the end is showing that it was so primitively done.
They didn't have Ray Parker Jr. yet?
No, they had a band called Hughes and Thrall. And Ghostbusters was such a smash hit record, this was going to be the theme to Ghostbusters.
Horrible.
Isn't it horrible?
Really horrible.
And like, nothing catchy at all to it. But
no, terrible.
This is what they're going to try to... That's enough of that. Speaking of music, Billboard has announced the song of the summer, and Mike, you got it right. It's Rockstar by DaBaby.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, a cop car, with a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real new rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's a clock. My Glock told me to...
Just like everything else, this summer sucks.
This is a smash hit.
And it's a big hit.
You know, it's official. I've stepped off. I'm not even close. Wouldn't be able to pick it out of a lineup. It's official. I am now on the way to the casting.
If you saw DaBaby, you would know.
When I hear DaBaby in my house.
I think I'm further removed than you may know.
Okay.
I really am.
When I hear this in my house, I know that Robert's upstairs taking a shower, and I'm 15 minutes away from smelling Axe body spray. Because that's the whole procedure. He'll start booming his MP3 speaker, DaBaby, and then he puts on that scent. So this guy was trending on TikTok. A woman filmed her experience going through a Wendy's drive-thru. This guy pretends to be an automated voice, but he's a live guy. So I found it very entertaining.
Can I get honey mustard and barbecue, please?
Honey mustard, barbecue. What would you like for the drink?
Do you all have the Coke Freestyle machine?
Yes, we do.
Can I get a vanilla ginger ale, please?
Vanilla ginger ale. All right, anything else for you tonight?
That's it, thank you.
Your total comes down to $5.65. Please bolt to the window to be centered now.
This is the
thank
guy.
Thank you for choosing your local Lightfoot Wendy's. What can I get for you today? Okay, anything else? Your total is, please bolt to the window. Thank you, and thank you for choosing your local Wendy's.
He sounds like a computer voice.
Yeah, and that's the kind of thing.
Does he
thing,
really
you know,
work there? Does he really work there? Or did he
just does it for fun? I mean, there's nothing special about it.
Make the job interesting. Why not? More power to him.
When I used to work,
did the lady that was ordering even get it? I don't think she cared.
I think
she wanted her vanilla ginger ale.
Well, on the TikTok post, it was like, OMG, totes thought computer voice, LOL, OMG. I mean, who knows? Who cares?
Yeah, duh.
But when I used to work at Safeway and it was slow at night, I used to write ads and read them on the PA system because I was just bored. It's just stuff to do. You make
do you
job
remember
fun.
Any of those ads?
Make sure you check out the end cap on aisle 13, Clorox Bleach, $2.99 a gallon only.
So you did real
Safeway.
Ads.
Yeah, it was fun. Otherwise, I wouldn't be allowed to do it. Let's close with this. A lot of television stations have what they call their digital channel, which is if you go to their website, it's only stuff that's on the internet. And it is not usually the first run news stories. I found this one entertaining. This is from Rochester, New York's ABC 13's digital provider. A man was being spotlighted because he did a NASCAR-themed valedictorian speech at his high school. And when they interviewed him, he really professed a love for NASCAR.
You know, I'm good with my hands. I want to work for the pit crew. You see, and my secret is masturbation. You know, and I know a lot of people out there like, hold up, wait a minute.
Hold on, stop. Is this a
news actuality? Yeah, from ABC 13 Digital in Rochester. Yeah.
This is the kid being interviewed?
Yep. It was like a one shot on this
Can
guy.
Can you set it up a little bit? Because I don't know what you're playing.
This is what I understand. There was a NASCAR enthusiast, correct?
Who did a NASCAR themed graduation speech,
first class. So and it was NASCAR themed.
And
so
when
the
they
news,
interviewed him about it.
So the news came to him.
Yeah, and they interviewed about this speech that was trending, and he talked about how much he loves NASCAR.
You know, I'm good with my hands. I want to work for the pit crew. You see, and my secret is masturbation. You know, and I know a lot of people out there like, hold up, wait a minute, something ain't right. But look, I do it so much, my balls are empty. you know? Yeah. And I do it, you know, nothing come out now but like a sound. It's just like, plus I'm family friendly, you know?
He's family friendly.
So he's totally screwing with him, and yes, they put it up on the website.
Yeah, yes. I guess they need, you know what, Mike? You know what the world wants? Content. That's it. That's your magic audio phone. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. He was just screwing with the TV people, and they left it. Do you think it might have been an oversight from the TV people that were there
100%.
Just like?
100%.
I'm sure that a meeting was called.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Yes, right. Take that person to HR. That's it. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Another Mike O'Mara show for you tomorrow. Thanks for coming in early today to take the show, boys. We will see you next time. Pony, everything all right?
It's great, Mike. Masturbation. That's the secret.
For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Good morning!
Well, I don't get the rain, they ain't cold, but they're
the best is yet to come.